to BetMGM Monday on X's and Bros across the great state of Michigan on the Michigan Sports Network. Don't forget to download the BetMGM mobile app today and visit the website at BetMGM.com.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Hour number three coming at you this morning all across the great state of Michigan and in Northwest Ohio as well from Traverse City down to Toledo. Thank you for making us a part of your day. No matter who you are, where you are, how you may be listening, we appreciate you hanging out with us each and every weekday morning. Text the keyword Sports Radio to 21000, Sports Radio to 21000. Join us on the Meijer Supercenter guest line. Phone line is open, 248-951-2176, 248-951-2176. Take that number. Save it as X's and Bros. Save it as Michigan Sports Network. Save it as Morning Show. Whatever you want. You can save it under my name, Dan's name, Ryan's name. Doesn't matter. 248-951-2176. On Twitter at XB Mornings, Facebook, X's and Bros. And, of course, good morning to our television audience as well. Both Comcast Channel 900 and BCSN on Buckeye Broadband. Find our podcast. Listen back to anything you may have missed on demand by visiting SoundCloud, Google, Apple, Spotify, and, of course, the iHeartRadio app. Plus, we're online all the time. MichiganSportsNetwork.com, MichiganSportsNetwork.com. Danny Cahalan is at Dan in the studio. Ryan Elke is at RyanL_Key. And I'm Anthony Bellino at AC Bellino. And, yes, I did lose my voice a little bit. For some reason, when I travel from time to time, it is just one of those things that go. G.B. Ritz called in earlier, and he says that his ears, and sometimes it takes him a little bit of time post-flight to get his hearing back to because of the cabin pressure and everything else. So maybe it affects everybody differently. I don't know. Had the opportunity to see Shaq. He is huge in person. Oh, my goodness. Like, Shaq is...
Oh, yeah. He's dude. I saw him play... When he was with the Heat. What was that? Was it the 06 conference final? I can't remember. Yep. Just an enormous... You can't even really think about... Like, did you see... It was on one of Ryan's favorite podcasts, PMT... They were talking about the picture of The Rock, Charles Barkley, and Shaq next to each other. The Rock is a big person. He's like 6'4". He looks like a child next to Shaq.
The Rock is Steph Curry's height. Just for perspective. And I like to remind people that when we're dealing with NBA players and even college players, when we're talking about the game of basketball, you're talking about massive, massive, massively tall human beings. And you start looking at football, and you're looking at 6'4", and 6'5", and 6'6", and 300 pounds on the offensive line. Like, these humans, and they when they get their hands on you, there's nothing you can do. Like, think about that. Like, a guy put his hand on you, and you can't defend it. Like, what do you do? What do you do? You better be just as physically strong. And you look at a guy like Aaron Donald, for instance, who hits these offensive linemen and just grabs them and moves them wherever he wants. Like, that. That is something. It's just wild. Shaq was there. We went to a pool party in which he was DJing because he's now DJ Diesel, along with being a retired police officer. He's a doctor. He's all kinds of things. I believe it was his son that was with him as well. He is so big that he was up on this platform, and he's just, I mean, he's already towering over everybody to begin with. And it was, he plays dubstep style of music. So if you don't know what that is, it's like very hard, very aggressive, very loud. Like techno music. And it was just, I mean, they had the lasers and they had the smoke machines going on. I mean, it was chaos. It was
Did you find your Orlando Magic Shaquille O'Neal jersey? Mike was telling us about that you were
in
desperate need of one.
I went to a store. All they had was like it looked like it was stitched, but it was really screen printed, and I didn't want the screen print. Like, I want the actual stitched if I'm going to do something like that. But a guy that we were with had a L.A. Lakers Shaq jersey on. Shaq brought him up on the stage because he, with his hat on and his glasses and his beard, he looked like Conor McGregor plus like 60 pounds. So he's like, everybody, Conor McGregor's here, and people are going crazy. And I don't even know if half the people realize that wasn't actually Conor McGregor.
He also didn't have a cast on his left leg.
Nobody even cared. They're like, oh, who's that guy running around? Tampa Bay Lightning players were there. That was cool. And they, you know, they did they made sure to recognize those guys. I'll leave them unnamed. The other guy we got to see was Jason Pierre-Paul, and the Super Bowl ring for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. You talk about monstrous! Like, that thing is gaudy, like, it's huge, huge.
I mean, the top comes off of it literally. Like, did you see that? Like, you can pop the top off, and it has like the I don't know if it's got the bowl in it, like the actual stadium or what. But it's got the score on the inside. Crazy.
It's wild. It's wild. It's bigger than you can imagine. And it is, like, that's on, you know, I got to see the ring in person. Got to look at it up close. Got to see JPP. My buddy Brad was like, I got to get a picture with him. And I'm like, I mean, I'm not going to ask for a photo, but I mean, you can.
Okay, but
was it? Why aren't you going to do it? And I was like, because, man, it's just that's not me. Like, you're a fan, I'm not.
Was it, he had it on the opposite hand, presume, right? Which hand did he injure? The left hand?
No, it's his, now that I'm trying to think back and look, I think it's his right hand.
So he probably wears his ring on his, the
on his
left.
Yeah. It's his right hand. Now you're really pressing me right now on this, because I'm trying to remember how I, you know, it's like, don't look, but you can't not look. You know what I mean?
It's like, you're probably obvious. Used to it at this point.
Yeah, but still, it's like, man, you know, like, don't, you know,
it's his right hand.
It's his right hand. Yeah, that makes sense. Because when as the kids say, when you dap him up, he puts his left hand out. You know, most people are right-handed, so he puts his left hand out, so it's kind of like over the top, I guess. And
I know what you're saying.
That's how he was doing it, because, you know, and I mean, it's that right hand is rough. And I mean, it's trying to sneak a peek, and it's like, don't look, don't make it obvious. But also, it's like, man, I gotta look. It's like, you did that to yourself with a firework. You know how painful that must have been. How scary that must have been. But he's still playing. He's Super Bowl champion. It was cool. It was cool. It was definitely it wasn't a vacation, but we made it out. We made it live, all present and accounted for. So that's what's most important, and we're here on Monday morning. Big thanks to Mike Lissette and Brian Fongers for filling in on Thursday and Friday. Big thanks to you guys too, Dan and Ryan, for all, you know, always helping and making things in life easy on everybody, and to our good buddy Brett Hayes in Grand Rapids as well. Very busy weekend. The Detroit Red Wings decided they were going to re-sign on a one-year deal Mark Stahl. So the contract worth about $2 million. He's 34 years old, good veteran presence, right? It'll be his second year after spending his first 13 years with the New York Rangers. He had 3 goals, 10 points, 56 games. Highly valued for his experience. Steve Yzerman knows you got to have the elder statesmen on board that are the right character type of guys to help with sort of that youth movement that the Red Wings are going through. They also added a goaltender, which was very surprising in the way that they were able to pull this off with that Carolina-Detroit pipeline in exchanges is pretty good. Remember Peter Mrazek? He spent some time in Toledo before making and climbing the ranks and getting all the way to Detroit. But the Carolina Hurricanes traded their goalie, Alex Nedlakovic, to the Detroit Red Wings. I believe that's how you say it, Nedlakovic. But he's only 25 years old. He went 15-5-3, led the NHL with a .932 save percentage and a 1.90 goals against average, which is important because a Detroit blue line tends to serve up a hot and ready every once in a while, where you're going to need a goaltender that, you know, as much as I want to give Bernier the credit, because he went over in the deal with the third round pick in this year's draft to Carolina, he played about as well as he could have, I think, for Detroit. The guys in front of him didn't always help him, but at the same time, he didn't always help himself either. I thought that there were maybe some times where it was like, hey, that's when you got to stop. And hopefully this is a very good improvement. With the 6th overall pick, the Detroit Red Wings, they selected Simon Edvinson. He plays for Frölunda Juniors, the Swedish league. That's now back-to-back drafts. The Red Wings have dipped their hands into Sweden. This young man, a 6'5 blue liner that's going to hopefully be paired up with Moritz Seider. He plays on the left side, Moritz on the right. This could be a really lethal combination for the Red Wings moving forward if everything pans out, which I think will be, you know, obviously that's what we're going to, you know, keep our eyes on. The New Orleans Pelicans officially named Willie Green as their next head coach. He's one of the Suns' assistants, so congratulations to him. The United States men's basketball team lost to France 83-76. And how about Slovenia's Luka Doncic? Scored 48 points. That's a record for him. 48 points in his Olympic debut as Slovenia wins their opener against Argentina. We'll step aside, back with more X's and Bros after this here on the Michigan Sports Network.
Hey, you like summer Fridays? Well, you're going to love summer Mondays at BetMGM, the king of sportsbooks. Hi, this is Matt Shepard. With BetMGM's Money Monday Club, a $10 free bet will automatically be added to your account when you place a total of $50 in wagers between Monday and Sunday. That's right. You'll wake up to a $10 free bet every Monday just for betting $50 during the previous 7 days. It's easy. Simply take advantage of BetMGM's boosted odds specials, unique parlay offers, daily promotions, and live betting action. When you're wager total reaches $50, you're guaranteed to receive a $10 free bet to use any way you want. Download the BetMGM app or visit BetMGM.com to sign up and learn more about how you can be part of the Money Monday Club. Get rewarded for your bets every week at BetMGM. Visit BetMGM.com for terms and conditions. Must be 21 years or older, Michigan only. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-270-7117 for confidential help. Excludes Michigan disassociated persons.
COVID-19 vaccination walk-in appointments are now available at Meijer. We have limited supply available at every store. Check with your pharmacist to see if we have a dose available for you. If you would like to schedule an appointment, you can still do so by texting COVID to 75049 or by visiting clinic.meijer.com. With walk-in appointments, we're making COVID-19 vaccinations more accessible in your community. Learn more at your local Meijer pharmacy or visit clinic.meijer.com today.
Home air quality has always been important, but these days even more so. So make sure the air in your home is healthy by calling your local Rood dealer for our healthy home analysis. You can trust the experts at Rood, keeping your home and family safe and comfortable for more than 100 years. We service all makes and models and meet or exceed all air quality inspection standards. Visit Rood.com to find your local air quality experts and ask about the healthy home analysis. That's R-U-U-D.com. You can rely on Rood.
Welcome back here to X's and Bros on the Michigan Sports Network. Danica Halen, Ryan Elke, Anthony Bellino, all joining you. We'll talk to Matt Shepard coming up. Plenty of Tigers talk with him, the Tigers. After winning 7 in a row, I got to watch game number 7 from a casino. It was electric. I was down with the Seminoles at the Hard Rock. That was fantastic. They had MLB Network on. That was great. And, talking to people about the Tigers that were asking because, you know, they heard me hooting and hollering a little bit, near the end of that game. And, cheering for outs and whatnot. And they're like, oh, hey, man, you from there? I said, yeah. And, just telling people, like, hey, they're like, well, you guys, I mean, it's kind of surprising. Like, yeah, I think so. But, trying to explain to people kind of where we're at in the timeline. And then being like, hey, they've surprised a lot of people. And, of course, they go ahead and lose 3 straight to the Royals. They'll try to get back on track tonight with an 8-10 first pitch time against the Minnesota Twins. We'll talk to Matt Shepard coming up in about 15 minutes from right now. Also, Devontae Adams, he's upset with the Green Bay Packers. Aaron Rodgers is upset with the Packers. They both shared the same Instagram story of Michael Jordan fist bumping Scottie Pippen. Where are they going to go? What's going to happen? I love the problems.
And Devontae just got a 99 Madden rating this morning.
He just got a 99 Madden rating, so congratulations to him. I know that
they
really
go to Portland like Scottie did. They'll just retire.
Well, I don't know what's going to happen, but the dysfunction right now in Green Bay is real. And if you're the Chicago Bears, the Minnesota Vikings, and the Detroit Lions, all three of you should be paying attention to, hey, what do they got brewing over there? If you're the fan bases, what's going on? Good. Green Bay's been a staple for far too long. It's time to end their reign of terror. Also, there's a video floating around with Tom Brady, who is throwing a football into a jugs machine. That as he throws the football into the jugs machine immediately spits it back out. Do you guys remember the commercial in SportsCenter put out, Pick Me? If you know, you know. And do you guys remember the old fantasy football commercial where they had the different guys doing the different sort of stunts? And it was, I forget who jumped through like the car window. Mason Crosby was kicking footballs that were hitting some bell tower in like downtown Green Bay. Do you guys remember that commercial for fantasy football?
Yes, no. I do. I remember, I don't really remember specifically like the guys, but I remember that commercial, yes.
Yeah, I can't remember who it was, but jumped through the car window. Like, it was insane.
Yeah.
Guys, physics tells the jugs machine spits a football out probably, and the football that he catches is probably coming at him at like what 30, 40 miles an hour, maybe even a little fast. Because when it snaps his hands, like that thing's coming with some heat, and there's no way that you could throw the football with the way that the jugs machine is spinning that ball to get a spiral out. That it's like it's a fun video. There's no way it's real. Like
but that's
tells
fine,
you
though.
That's not. It's a fun. But
I would say because it was a really clean edit to where it made it look good.
Yes. Yeah.
So it was just very fun. This is Tom Brady's swing in the last 3 years of being a social media savant.
Savant. Also, I think maybe, and this might be a little too much for 8:21 this morning, is that video is a perfect representation of what the internet can be at times. Which is a false presentation of what is reality. And when I saw the video, I'm like, oh, that's great. I'm like, pick me, right? We were discussing it over the weekend. Hey, did you see the video? Did you see the video? And then, you know, we're all talking about, like, if it's real or not. And I'm like, guys, come on now. A couple of you played college football. Like, what are you talking about?
Do I doubt Tom Brady could, with one throw, throw it in a jugs machine? I'm sure he can. I'm sure if he gets lucky on one, he could. He could fit one in there.
I don't think the jugs machine could even if it's not running.
Yeah, you're saying it would kick it out.
I'm not. Yeah, because the way that the jugs machine is, like.
I'm saying I think it's possible for someone to do that once.
If you made the parameters of the jugs machine just a box and not the actual machine, then yes, they could throw it in the box. But I don't think it would fit. I don't think that that's possible.
If you're looking for something else that's otherworldly, the Chris Mortensen is now reporting the Texans are looking for a combination of 5 high draft picks and starting players.
Take a
for Deshaun Watson.
They call him, not even picking up the phone. That is 5 high draft picks for a guy that we don't
a combination of 5 draft of, you know, so it could be 3 draft picks, 2 players, 4 draft picks, 1 player, you know, whatever.
Yeah, they want a 5-for-1 exchange. That's for a guy that's got as much baggage as he does that obviously has some issues. No thanks, I'll pass. I don't care how talented he is. No, I'm good.
That's I should offer you Kyle Kuzma and KCP.
Call Rob Pelinka right now. Get Pelinka on the phone. He's a Michigan guy. I love that dude. Also happening right now on your television set. It is Olympic swimming, and Dan and Ryan were asking me about what I thought my capabilities were when it came to getting in the pool. And let me preface this by saying is that I really have no gauge on how to answer their question because you're trying to ask me like the distance between, you know, Earth and Saturn. I can't comprehend how far that is because I don't know. You could tell me 5 light years, like cool, 5 light years. I'm interested in finding out more, but we have no way to necessarily be able to fully appreciate and understand what a light year is. Just like we average civilians, unless you were like a high school swimmer or a collegiate swimmer listening to this broadcast, we have no idea how difficult this is, right? I have one instance in which I had to swim for importance. That was it. A friend of mine got in the water a couple years ago in the Pacific Ocean and had some problems. I guesstimated it maybe 150 yards because I was already on the shore. I heard my name called. I turned, and then that was all adrenaline. But that was a very important situation. Not saying that this isn't important, but that's as fast as I can swim. That is as fast as I can swim. How far is 1,500 meters in a pool? I might take me 5 days to do that.
Basically, these ladies we're watching right now. It's 1,500 meters. It's 0.93 miles. 0.93. So they're swimming basically a 15-minute mile.
That sounds ridiculous.
Like this, she just finished 14:33. Oh, is she still going?
Yeah, she still has 100 meters left, so 2 laps left.
Holy cow. So, yeah, you're looking at about 15:30 for a mile, which
what
is
do
just
the,
nuts.
What, maybe we can look this up real quick, but what are the men swimming in?
One second.
Yeah, I mean, it's got to be. You're probably right. I mean, 15. You think about that. One lap in the pool. We were doing math. One lap in the pool, just one way, is 50 meters.
Right.
And they got to do that 30 times.
Yeah.
So 15 round trips there and back.
The men's record is 14-31.
That's insanity.
Right, and this is just the Heat, so we're probably not going to even see the best time, like any record-breaking performance. But even right now, Ledecky's in first of her Heat, and she's at three lengths ahead.
And this isn't even the most important question. Ryan talked about how she took, what, silver last night? She had a medal swim last night?
400-meter freestyle.
Now the biggest question is this.
Oh, she just, Ledecky just got the Olympic record, by the way.
Oh, really? What'd she set it at?
They're not showing the time exactly, but it was in the 15:30 range.
15:30. Okay, so that's pretty solid. And there you go for all your everything's equal talk. 14:30 versus 15:30. So we can put a stamp on that. But Ledecky, what did she eat between yesterday and today?
Imagine how many calories you burn.
Dry pasta, basically.
Right. Because it's one thing to swim. It's like, all right, I did the 100 meter. That's two laps. You did the 400. That's eight. To go to the 1500, which she hasn't lost a race in the 1500 in almost a decade.
But the thing about it is like you can't eat too much because you don't want to like be bogged down. Like that is actually something you'd have to train for. Like what is going to be my meal? Where can I get my calorie surplus from? And what can I use? And how am I going to burn that fuel there that I'm eating? Then I eat enough to where I'm full and I have enough stored that I can burn. But at the same time, I'm not like bogged down. We got to call a nutritionist. That'd be a great interview. Like, what are you
eating? I have a nutritionist friend. We can talk to her.
I would love that. I think that's fascinating because she might have some information on something like that. So we'll step aside. We'll talk a little Tigers baseball with the voice of the Detroit Tigers on Valley Sports Detroit. Our good buddy, Matt Shepard. He joins us next here on the Michigan Sports Network. Why drive to the casino when you can enjoy the excitement of Vegas-style games and jackpots right from your phone? Download the Twin Spires Casino app now and you'll unlock 24 hours of risk-free casino play up to $500 plus 250 free spins. Just register using the promo code FREEDAY. Twin Spires Casino. Launch your 24-hour getaway today. Void where prohibited. For terms and conditions, visit twinspires.com. Must be 21 years of age and older and present in Michigan to bet. For help with a gambling problem, call 1-800-270-7117.
It's time to start thinking about heading back to school and stocking up on the things your student needs most. Meijer has everything on your family's list for the best year yet. Grab some Meijer shredded or sliced cheese, 3 for $5 when you buy 3 or more. Ziploc storage bags are 2 for $6 when you buy 2 or more. And backpacks in a variety of styles for every student are buy one, get one 50% off. Save big with great deals for back to school at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app. It's time to start thinking about heading back to school and stocking up on the things your student needs most. Meijer has everything on your family's list for the best year yet. Grab some Meijer shredded or sliced cheese, 3 for $5 when you buy 3 or more. Ziploc storage bags are 2 for $6 when you buy 2 or more. And backpacks in a variety of styles for every student are buy one, get one 50% off. Save big with great deals for back to school at Meijer. Exclusions apply. See all the deals in the Meijer app.
A summer full of savings continues at your neighborhood Auto Value, where service is the difference.
We get it.
Get the quick detailer from Jay Leno's Garage, just $8.99. Mobil 1 synthetic 5W30 oil is now just $8.69 a quart. And obliterate odors with Oseum, now just $6.99. Shop online at myautovaluestore.com and get 15% off orders of $75 or more with the coupon code 15OFF75. That's Auto Value, where service is the difference. We get it.